Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy's here.
Welcome to Divinity Spirituals Online Sunday Service. My name is Linda, and I will be facilitating tonight. That beautiful song, Face of God, is performed by Karen Drucker. If you would like to learn more about the songs that she has, you can find her work at karendrucker.com, and we thank her for permission to use her music. Tonight, Mary Margaret is not feeling well, so I will be leading the service and explaining things as we proceed. Our cleric prayer and all our invocations are were given to Mary Margaret by the Divine Spirit. And we use Divine Spirit because that encompasses everybody in every religion. Our invocations are structured. It's the introduction plus I command, and then I give full permission. And then you state the action and close. And we close with, so be it done, so be it done now. Just as Jesus closed his prayers. And then we take three deep breaths. So the introduction, there's several phrases that you could choose to start your introduction. You could say, by the power and authority of Divine Spirit, Almighty God, all that I am, whatever resonates with you, you can use. And then our action statements is, I command, and this gets the attention of the universe and states that this is what I want to change. And it is a statement of free will choice. The next part is, and I give full permission. This gives permission to your divine spirit, your angels and your guides to intervene and tells creation of your intent of free will choice and the desire for their intervention and service. And that the permission is required in order for this to occur. Your action statement would be what do you intend to want changed? It's a request of what you want. An example might be clear, heal, change, align, regenerate, whatever. And you can also request a blessing, an infusion, or creation. And the closing is a phrase of power that solidifies what you've asked for. You are saying, this is my new law, now, period, end of story. And your first breath, when we say, take, so be it done. And then we'll say, take three spiritual breaths. The first breath tells every cell in your body to pay attention. The second breath begins releasing the energies of the body that are interfering with any other action commanded. And the third one, the third breath seals the new law within each cell of your body. So we begin our service, the clearing prayer. And I will say the clearing prayer in short phrases. And Jane will repeat after me. Everybody, please mute. Thank you, and here we go. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies.
Entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting us.
Tempting or taunting us.
On any level of our being.
On any level of our being.
And if we have created an entity.
And if we have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released.
All energies of these be released.
Removed and neutralized.
Removed and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon us.
And all similar energies projected upon us.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Gently change all unhappiness.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Pain, disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in our fields.
Repair all fractures in our fields.
And strengthen us as we release all trauma.
And strengthen us as we release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that we are.
Align and regenerate all that we are.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming.
The perfect healthy programming.
For this present time.
For this present time.
And for our most evolved self.
And for our most evolved self.
As we regenerate all that we are.
As we regenerate all that we are.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
Good health and our most sacred destiny.
Good health and our most sacred destiny.
We align to the highest and best of all that we can be.
We align to the highest and best of all that we can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it, so be it done, so be it done now.
Thank you, Jane. Well, again, we would like to welcome everyone. I know tonight is Halloween, so some of our normal people that attend are probably handing out candy today, but that's okay. Now, the next part is our Declaration of Principles, and this will be read by Deanne, and you can repeat it to yourself or out loud. Deanne?
We of Divinity Spiritual honor and accept the free will of all people. With love and respect for all, we proclaim the right of the individual to worship as he or she chooses. Healing, prophecy, and holistic practices are our birthright from the Creator. It is our inalienable right to choose that which is to our highest and best within all areas of our lives. We believe that it is now time for all to open our hearts unconditionally and align with the ascension of humanity, Mother Earth, and the greater universe. We gather to increase consciousness, share knowledge, wisdom, and love, and to allow the light to shine within. We are a congregation of children of divine light, healing facilitators, spiritual intuitives, and those seeking clarity, healing, and guidance from spirit.
Thank you, Deanne.
Thank you.
Our prayer for today will be recited by Darlene, a member of our congregation. And it will be repeated along with us by Deanne. So please join us in repeating this prayer. Darlene?
Today's prayer is to clear away the ego's resistance. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit.
By the power and authority of Divine Spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
And now command and give full permission.
For any and all interference.
For any and all interference.
Distractions and diversions.
Distractions and diversions.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
For my spiritual life.
For my spiritual life.
My loving.
My loving.
My spiritual gifts.
My spiritual gifts.
And my most sacred purpose.
And my most sacred purpose.
Be now gently released.
Be now gently released.
Removed and neutralized.
Removed and neutralized.
I further command.
I further command.
All interference, control, or distraction.
All interference, control, or distraction
from my ego.
From my ego.
Be now released and removed.
Be now released and removed.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
Understand that my spirit is in charge.
And my path is set.
And my path is set.
And now, as I become more spiritually aware.
And now, as I become more spiritually aware.
Spiritually directed.
Spiritually directed.
And more sacred.
And more sacred.
I align to the highest. And the best.
I align to the highest and the best.
In any and all things.
In any and all things.
And especially my ego.
And especially my ego.
Align to that which is greater.
Align to that which is greater.
Than ourselves.
Than ourselves.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For my ego.
For my ego.
To release, to gently release all control.
To gently release all control.
And all energies that interfere.
And all energies that interfere.
This is my life.
This is my life.
And I will manage it.
And I will manage it.
Ego. You have no power.
Ego, you have no power.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
Our spirit is in charge.
Our spirit is in charge.
And you, my ego.
And you, my ego.
No longer mean edging God out.
no longer mean edging God out.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
You mean encouraging God's oneness.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take three deep spiritual.
Thank you, Darlene and Deanne. I'm Joanne, and I will be giving the message for this evening. And Darlene, once again, the invocation you picked goes along with just what I was thinking of doing very nicely for the message. Whenever I'm asked to give a message, I don't pre-plan it. I tune into the energy of the service and kind of feel what's going on. And as I was tuning into the energy, immediately I saw the light of Christ, of Jesus, and I saw an image of him. And so I think this is a very appropriate energy and presence for this evening, because tonight, as we mentioned, we all know it's Halloween, and this was a date that the darkness kind of took over for their dark activities. And who better to show up to set the record straight, bringing the light back in, than Jesus. And in the invocation Darlene did, and talking about clearing away the ego's resistance, once again, when you think of Jesus as being an enlightened teacher and healer, you get to the stage of enlightenment once you bypass the resistance of the ego. So he is a role model, an example to look to when we're looking to get beyond the ego and the resistance, and then to find the gifts that the Creator gave us in our most sacred purpose. So those will be found once we pass the resistance. And another thing, too, about Jesus is that he vibrated, or his energy was at such a high frequency that his energy flow was constant and it was in alignment with the Creator. And so when we have points of resistance, it kind of stops the energy from flowing properly. And the ego can do that when we're in those lower energies of anger, fear, sadness, shame, guilt, jealousy. All these lower frequencies can put points of resistance in our energy field. So the solution to how we get our energy flowing, or one of the solutions, is to fill ourselves up with the energy of love and to fill ourselves up with light. And so tonight I'm feeling with the presence of the Christ here, he wants to bring us some light, some Christ light, which we work with as healers. So I'm going to ask you to please close your eyes. And if you could put your hands out in a receptive position. And I see an image of Jesus, and his hands are near his heart. And he's showing this. Whenever I see him, his heart energy is this white, dazzling diamond energy with gold in it. And he's holding that white, diamond, gold energy in his hands. And he's offering it to each one of you who want to receive it. So if you would like to receive some of this heart energy, this love light energy of the Christ, just telepathically let him know that you want this energy. And as soon as you make the decision to receive this energy, it is sent and incorporated in your energy field. So as this energy is incorporated into your energy field, please feel it if you can. It is a high vibration, and it's almost like makes a high-pitched sound too. And what that the sound and vibration of this beautiful heart-centered Christ light love energy, what it does is it goes to those points of resistance of the ego. And what it is doing in your energy field, if you agree, is it's going to work on loosening up those points of resistance in order to increase your energy flow. And when your energy flow increases, your vibration increases and brings you closer and closer to that energy of enlightenment, living from that pure, kind of bliss energy of Christ light. So as you sit, I would like you to focus in on this beautiful light energy. Feel it filling up your entire body. Feel it filling up your cells and all the water within the self, because we are made up of more than 70% water in our bodies and in our DNA. And when that water has this influx of light in it, it increases in frequency and becomes these beautiful structures that increase our vibration and bring us to abundant health, in physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health. And this will also start to loosen up those points of resistance that are holding us back from our gifts. So as you sit there and feel this light, start to feel the flow of energy within your energy field. Start to feel if there are any points that were resistant to the spirit and stay in those lower denser vibration. Feel this light loosening them up and releasing them and letting them go. And see your energy in a pattern of the infinity, like the eights of infinity, just cycling through your body in perfect flow. And in this way, it's in perfect alignment with the Creator. And when you're in perfect alignment with the Creator, this brings your energy to the highest and best that you can be and will attract goodness and light and joy into your life. So Jesus said, this is his gift to you on this day, because it's so important on this day, in particular of Halloween, to anchor in the Christ light and bring back that which was taken from the earth for so long and fill the earth with this beautiful love light energy of the heart center of the Christ. And in this way, we not only will improve our lives, but will lift the vibration of the planet for all of humanity and for all life on earth. You see, it's such a beautiful thing we can do to accept this energy, allow it to flow in the infinity symbol throughout our being, align with the Creator, and anchor the Christ light into the planet. It is making the earth better for all of humanity and life. And I thank you. That is the message for this evening.
Thank you, Joanne. That was beautiful. We're going to do our communion next. So if you want to get yourself a cracker or a piece of bread, I will read the communion prayer and Mary Margaret will repeat after me. By the power, intention, and authority, all right, let me get you off. It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
And within divine orchestration.
And within divine orchestration.
That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
Align all of our energy to the highest possible vibration.
Align all of our energy to the highest possible vibration.
Of divine light and divine love.
Of divine light and divine love.
Bless all that we are.
Bless all that we are.
As we receive it.
As we receive it.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
And our spiritual DNA.
And our spiritual DNA.
To the highest possible frequency.
To the highest possible frequency.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
So be it, So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
Bless us always.
Bless us always.
Receive the blessing of Divine Spirit.
Receive the blessing of Divine Spirit. I'll see you all soon. Thank you.
Our next, we are going to have our healing circle. We're going to have you put whoever you would like in the inner circle, family, very close friends. And in the outer circle, we're going to share this healing with our friends. So now is the time, whoever needs to be in the center of the circle, I am going to put Reverend Mary Margaret and Fran in the center of the circle. I'm also going to put myself, my daughter Tracy, RJ, my great-granddaughter Isabel, my brother-in-law Gary in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Anyone else like to get in the center of the circle?
I would like to place myself, my husband, Jeffrey, my sisters, Mary Beth and Marguerite.
Who would like to put your family and friends in the circle?
Yes.
Are you all there? I'm not hearing anybody.
Linda. Can you repeat that, please?
Joanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I am here.
Can you hear me?
Hello, is anybody there?
There seems to be a technical issue happening right now. Please be with us as we figure this out.
Joanne? Jane?
Can you hear me, Linda? This is Kathy.
I don't think she can.
I don't either.
I just texted her so that she knows that she's not hearing us.
Please bear with us as we figure out this technical glitch, everybody, and thank you. Deanne, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear everyone. It's Linda. She just can't hear the rest of us.
Okay, got you. I was just curious if you could hear me. I didn't know if it was a blog talk thing. Okay, thank you. While we wait for Linda, would anyone like to put members in the center of the circle?
I place my brother Daryl in the circle and Deanne's kitty Pookie in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to put my sister Mary Beth, who has a walking stress test tomorrow, and my friend Tammy, who has not been well, but is doing much better.
Jane, I'm going to call you and see if we can do this.
Okay. Darlene, will you finish up the healing circle, please? Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jane.
Okay. Are there any others that would like to go into the healing circle at this time?
I don't know if I leave and get back on if everybody's going to get kicked off. So, Jane,
Jane, Divine Spirit, we ask that you send the highest and the best of loving light and golden crystalline energies to all of us and all of those who have been placed in the center of our circle. You know what is needed most. You know what their needs are. We ask for the most gentle of healing for those within our circle, but the highest and the best of what they can now comfortably hold and receive. We thank you for these healing energies. We thank you for the miraculous love that you surround us with now. Let's broaden our circle. Are there any other intentions or those individuals or groups that we would now like to include in our healing? Please continue.
I would like to place the safety of the trick-or-treaters out there tonight, that they would be safe.
Good.
I would like to add Mr. Boulier, Kathleen, Sylvia, Debbie, Al, Dawn, Brianna, Kaylee, all older people that are not well and are alone and maybe in fear, SRA survivors, children and women of slavery, military, all first responders to include medical personnel. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to add Mother Earth and all of humanity, all of Mother Earth's creatures, her lakes, her streams. May her vibration be raised to the highest and best of only loving light energies for all of us and herself involved.
Thank you, Darlene. And I'd like to thank everyone for your support of Divinity Spiritual. If you'd like to donate, send your tax-deductible donation to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013. If you'd like to donate using using PayPal, go to PayPal and put divinityspiritual.org. and enter your donation. Now I would like you to join me, Jane, in a prosperity prayer. And I'm asking, Darlene, will you please repeat after me?
Yes, Jane, but before we do that, are there any healing messages to share with anyone before we proceed?
Very, very good question. Thank you.
I'm back, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
we can hear you.
Okay, good. Continue. You're doing a wonderful job.
Someone has been having a very difficult time controlling their diabetes, and that is going to be stabilized now. And in the days ahead, they will notice a huge change in a positive way in that condition. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I will accept that for myself. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Okay, somebody's having issues with the numbness or tingling at the bottom of their feet, and that is being healed. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for myself. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I will also claim and accept that for myself and my sister Mary. My sister Marguerite. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
There's a huge cloud of fear that has been so, so heavy for so many. Fear cloud is now being broken up as light is shining through to help out and lift. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Thank you. I'll claim that for free, and thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene. Somebody with muscle pain, was someone going to claim that?
No.
Okay.
No, somebody claimed it for Fran.
Okay. Someone with back pain is being healed right now. The muscular pain is being, the muscles are evening out and the pain is going away and is being healed. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for myself and for Mary Margaret. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Joanne.
The legs. The energy in the legs is being realigned and reconfigured for perfect health to regenerate what is needed for the days ahead. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I will claim and accept that for myself and my sisters, Mary and Marguerite. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene.
I'll claim and accept that for Fran. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene.
There's a huge golden rainbow that's now flowing downward like a light, misty rain over all of us. Whatever our needs are, whatever our wants are for higher vibration, this beautiful golden misty rain is going to elevate all of that to all of you.
Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Those suffering from swallowing and eating is now being healed.
I'll clean that for Fran. Thank you. And I think you need to move.
Does anyone have any other messages? Well, thank you all for joining us today.
Linda,
our closing prayer will be
prosperity prayer now, please. Thank you.
Prosperity and abundance of all good things are available to all of humanity. Could everyone mute, please? It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we've been lacking all of our lives or feel we do not deserve prosperity, then we may not attract the highest and best of prosperity in this lifetime. If you're not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity in the highest and best of life. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
Spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Or gently be lifted, released, and removed.
Within all these spaces, place the energy of divine love.
Within all these spaces, place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
See, of wealth.
Security, love, happiness.
Security, love, happiness.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
Are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
In my most sacred destiny.
In my most sacred destiny.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. We would also like to thank all of you who have contributed to Divinity Spiritual. If you would like to send your tax-deductible donation, you can mail it to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio. Oh, you did this part. Did you do the announcements?
I did not do the announcements.
Okay. All right. For announcements, this Monday and every other Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Mary Margaret will be channeling. You can just look up her name, Mary Margaret Denholm, and it will take you to the site. This Tuesday and every other Tuesday, this Tuesday will be November 2nd, and every other Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Joanne will be channeling on blogtalkradio.com. Again, you can look up Mary Margaret Denholm, and it will take you to the site. This Wednesday, November 3rd, and every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be a meditation on Blog Talk Radio. Also this Wednesday at 5 p.m., Eastern, there will be messages, healing, and prosperity with Mary Margaret on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 845-241-9850. The third Wednesday of this month, November 17th, at 7 p.m., will be the ministerial meeting for ministers only on gotomeeting.com. This Friday, November 5th, and every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, will be Healing for All, which is a call-in show on Blog Talk Radio. So if you would like a healing or know of someone in need of a healing, the call-in number is 845-241-9850. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact Linda at 602-619-5655, and I will send out an email to everyone in contact with Mary Margaret. If you would like to receive our weekly Sunday bulletin, you can either text me or call me at the above number. If you would like to set up an appointment with Mary Margaret, you can call her at 513-289-2914. No weekends or holidays, please. And our next new moon will be November 4th, this Thursday. We did messages. Joanne, would you like to close the service, please?
Actually, Linda, we didn't do messages yet, if you want. If anybody has any messages.
Oh, well,
yeah, I know the confusion.
I know. We're winging it, but does anybody have any messages?
Darlene has a message for Kathy. Kathy, may I come to you?
Yes, Darlene, I am here.
Oh, Kathy, Kathy, Kathy. Why do you yourself choose to struggle so? Allow yourself to let go of the painful hurts and disappointments of your past that those familiar have let go of so long ago. Your family's structure has changed now, and your perceptions of what is and what should be needs to, too. Heal the mind firstly, then the vessel will heal. I hold you in my arms now and love you, Mother Mary. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Mary. Thank you, Darlene, for that message.
Anyone else? Okay, if there's no other messages, Joanne, would you like to close with a prayer, please?
Yes, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Divine Spirit, for bringing us together this evening to share your word, your love, and your light with each other. As children of the light, we are grateful for all of the gifts you have given to us that we use to assist others. We go forward this week filled with the light of our spirit, with love in our hearts, in order to live from our highest and best, aligned to your word. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hi. My name is Jane, and I'm the producer here for Divinity Spiritual Online at Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for hanging in there with us today. We had a couple of glitches. Sometimes that happens, and unfortunately, we come up against resistance when we're trying to get the word out of Divine Spirit. So once again, thank you. And if you should require any further information, please call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914. As we continue to raise the frequency of humanity, join us each Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And please tell your family and friends. Have a fantastic night and a great week ahead.
Stay on top.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the